Hello, and welcome to another episode. Say that. Y'all ready?
Tyrone Biggles.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes, sir.
I am Shakoya D, and I have here with me, who wants to go first?
It's your boy, Damani.
Me and Breeze.
And, yeah, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. And, yeah, life, love, the pursuit of happiness, joy, music, mostly music, life.
Mostly life.
Mostly. I was gonna say that, mostly life. But, yeah, so, hey, guys.
What's up?
Y'all seem a little tired today.
Tired?
What's tired?
You tell me. All right, let's talk.
I'm a little tired.
Oh, okay.
Still waking up. But it's cool. It's cool.
No, all right.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere.
In the morning or in the afternoon?
It's 3 o'clock somewhere.
All right, so what are we talking about today, guys?
I mean, the topic that we picked out of the hat today. it wasn't being bored with. It wasn't being bored with rap, but I guess we could just change it to being bored with music in general.
Okay.
Do you guys still have the same level of excitement for like music from other people or when it comes out, or is it like not the same as when you were younger?
It depends on who it is. When I was younger, the only person I was actually excited for music from was probably Wayne and Chris Brown. Trey Songz, probably, that's it. Like, excited, like, oh, yeah, I got something here. And then it was just like, I'll be excited for Kendrick now. Like, right now, I'm excited for Kendrick.
Like, actually, right in this moment. Right now, like,
oh, I'm going to go listen to it.
I feel like I'm not as excited as I was. When I was younger, like, same thing, I'm excited for certain artists, and I was excited back then for certain artists, but, I don't always go and listen to the stuff right away. Now, like, I used to be like, oh, yeah, this just dropped, we gotta go ahead and listen to it. But now, I be like, I don't feel like it yet. I want to work on some of my own. Like, I be trying to work on my own stuff, so I be like, I'll listen to that later. I'm excited. A certain part of me is excited still, but for the most part, it be like, I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah, I feel that. I think it's the same for me. Like, I think there's a few artists, like y'all said, that I have, like, alright, like, the project is coming out, I'll definitely peep it. But even when I'm, like, with some of those artists, like, I'll listen to it, and it doesn't last me for nearly as long as it used to. Like, I used to, if it was an artist I really rock with, I'll be listening to it for, like, weeks, maybe a few months, and then before I get actually bored with it. Now it's like, okay, cool, I'll listen to it for that day. For those maybe like 2-3 days, and then I'm kind of like, eh.
Like, I'm good.
At least from the artists that I grew up listening to, like, I don't think a lot of the albums don't stick with me like they used to, and it could just be because we're in a different like time in our life or whatever. But like back then, it was like when somebody dropped the album, it was an event. Like,
I don't think music stick now anyway. Like, it's like good for a week, and then after that, it's like, let me go back to the old. It's like a couple songs can make it into the rotation.
Yeah.
A whole album. Yeah, the only albums that I go back and listen to that dropped like this year, probably Her, Jasmine Sullivan, Young Blue. That's it.
So why do y'all think music doesn't resonate with you as it like it did before?
Oh, it'd be resonating, but
why doesn't it stick with you like it did before?
That's a good question. I think it just depends on, well, I guess in general, it doesn't stick. One, because I feel like we're getting, like, bombarded with so much music. And so, and then, like, two, I don't know, it just, it doesn't feel as, like, as big of an event. And it could just be, like, when I was younger, it was, like, more so about, like, me listening to people. And it was, like, I was, like, more finding myself in...
In the music.
Like, now it's not necessarily the same with, like, with everybody. It's like, now I'm listening to stuff. Okay, cool, what is this? And it's like, or somebody sent it to me, like, yo, this is fire. Okay, cool, I'll check it out. But I haven't gotten, like, super, super invested in a project in a very long time. Like, I mean, I like Jasmine's project was fire. Who else came out this year that I liked?
Tems was fire.
Yeah. That was probably the last one that I was like,
yeah,
I liked it. Because it felt different. It felt like I never heard it before. Mm-hmm. And I think that was, maybe that's what it is now, where people was like, I'm looking for stuff that I haven't heard before. Because a lot of people are making the exact same stuff.
Yeah, everything sounds the same. Like, I clicked on some hashtag and I was just scrolling. And it, everything sounded, like, even down to how it was, like, mixed and, like the auto tune that was used, it was the exact same stuff, flow, same sound, same type of beat, same video, talking about the same stuff. And I'll be listening, I'll be like, it's not even my life. Like, I mean, it's something that I could be like, oh, that's okay. I need a picture in my head. Like, I'll be wanting to be taken on a journey.
Yeah.
It's like, no, y'all not even living like this, man. And I'm not, even if you are, I'm not living like how y'all talking, so.
Right.
I don't really want to listen to this. And then sometimes I'll be like, you know, this is how I know I'm getting old. I'll be listening to people and I'll be like, you know, that might be a little too negative for me. Right?
It's like, ooh, I don't like how it felt. Yeah, it's like, we're the happy ending at the end.
But I was going to say that, though. It's a lot of, like, darker, well, it's weird because I like heartbreak songs and stuff like that, but like certain stuff, I'd be like, I'm not even in this mental space. Yeah, like,
gotta be put a certain way.
Right. Like, I still need it to be a good vibe. Yeah. I don't need to be come out of this depressed.
Just like the day that I met you. Day. I didn't even know that song was making me sad until I was listening to it like every day, and then I just started feeling like, dang, what's going on? And I realized it was the song. I was sad. I was like, let me switch it up.
Yeah, but I feel like R&B right now is sad. Like, yeah. Just in general, like, and I mean, that's part of what, like, Summer Walker stuff coming out. Like, it's a super sad vibe, whether it's Summer, whether it's Brent, whether it's, like, even her to some degree. Her stuff is dark.
She has a darker sound.
Her stuff is definitely dark. She has moments of making it happy, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where, like, her stuff is a little different, but for the most part, people love the moody stuff, like, the moody, darker stuff, and it's like, I appreciate that. Like, I appreciate some of it, but it don't be all the time, and it's like, it gotta be, like, an amazing project for me to want to listen to it that much.
But I feel like that's why Jasmine Sullivan's album was such, like, a breath of fresh air, because it wasn't just, like, sad music. It was like real, like, just storytelling. Like, you get your high moments, you get your low moments. Each song is like a different vibe, rather than I'm sad and I'm sadder. Then I get sadder. Then I get a little bit happier, but then I get sad again. Like, it just has a little bit of a balance.
It's funny though. Usually I don't like projects that people be like, y'all got a song on here for everybody. I hate those because it'd be like, you didn't. The project is just a collection of songs. Like, you could have just, if you would have just stuck with whatever you were doing, it would have worked. But depending on what the album is, now, since everything is darker, it's like, this is the vibe. And if I'm not in this vibe anymore, I ain't even trying to dip. Right. Like, why? What?
One thing I noticed, like, or how I categorized it lately is, like, a lot of artists are like, they make mood music. Like, literally, you have to be in this mood in order to listen to it. Like, you gotta be in this mindset. Even if it's like Drake, like, some of his stuff be like a vibe kind of, but a lot of his stuff be kind of heartbreaky. Like, it's just, I gotta be in this mood. Or if I'm looking for this specific mood, I know what artist I'm coming to. Like, even with, like, Kalani. Like,
I know why I'm here.
Like, I know exactly why I'm here. Yeah, I know what mood I'm about to get. It's like certain artists, you're not straying away from this mood too much. So I know even if there's a surprise here and there, it's not going to be like totally off. So I think that's like the main thing that's happening now. People are making mood music.
Yeah. And Kalani's a good one because I almost forgot about, because I forgot that she had just released the album. I actually really liked her album.
Her album was good.
Yeah, like I liked it. But in comparison to like when we were kids, when I say stuff was an event, like I vividly remember when you talk about Wayne, I remember when No Ceilings came out. I remember how long that moment felt. Like,
y'all can say that without having somebody in the background say
that. No, I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate it. I said it in my head. I remember how long of it, like, it felt like that was the entire, like, at least a month. Like, it was
morning.
Yeah, it was like, at the minimum, it was like, that was all that we was hearing, or whether it was like that, or like stuff, or like some of the stuff with Kanye, or like Drake, or like just some of the when those albums came out, it felt like the lifespan of it felt like we were talking about it for mad long. Like,
I think the other thing is like music was consumed a lot differently back then. So it's like back then you're waiting for the bigger artists because a lot of the smaller artists you weren't really hearing from and all that stuff. Because we didn't necessarily have access to their music. It's like you're waiting for them to put their album out. Typically 2 years. Like, every 2 years. So you're waiting 2 years. So I gotta listen to this CD because this is all I have from you for the next 2 years. And then finally you put something out. So it is a big event because I haven't heard from you or seen you in 2 years.
It's like Thanksgiving dinner. Or like a midnight snack.
Mm-hmm.
Music right now, it's like midnight snack.
Everything's snack.
Yeah, it's like, let me just
get this little hors d'oeuvre real
y'all
quick.
Say, this is finger food.
y'all say people
just to hold me over.
That's what I'm gonna say. Y'all say people, because that's what I was getting. That's what I was thinking about, like people are making music. It was like, all right, this is just like in the meantime. So while we waiting for everybody else that we really care about, I'll listen to that. Yeah, I didn't even know I liked that. This is cool. You just.
What you put in this?
This is nice. Pig in a blanket? Before. This is a pig in a blanket? Oh, that's crazy. I didn't even like pig in a blanket until you brought it here, but okay, cool. Now dinner is here. Okay, cool. Like
to a certain extent, yes. Like, because we have access to so much music, and even like when we hear from Chris Brown now, he's putting out like 40 songs at a time. And then he goes away. But he has enough songs because we're consuming it in bite-sized pieces now rather than as, like, a full-blown collection. It's like, all right, he has enough songs to last us the however many years he decides to just kind of stay off, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even when I was in school, I was learning, because, like, even when people listen to records, it was a totally different experience versus listening to CDs. Like, I don't know who I was talking to or what I was watching, but they was talking about how, like, when, like, TV wasn't as big, like, most families didn't have TV and stuff like that. So, like, putting on a record, the family would sit around and listen to this record. Like, that's what you would do instead of sitting in front of the TV. So, even then, how you consume the music is different. It's more of an event. So, transitioning into streaming and now into this day and age where everybody can pretty much have their music out there, so it's like, all right, it's kind of a free-for-all. I can dabble here, I can dabble there, and it's great because you have access to more music, but also you have access to more music.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and I was like, this is the first time I ever like really thought about, like, when people be like, everybody make music now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I be, it had to be yesterday, because I was like, people really don't think I'm nice. Like, I don't know what it is. But then it's like, so many people be like, oh, yeah, I rap, or I sing, I make music. And then you listen, and then be like, hey, yo, this what you do?
Yeah.
Wow, that's tough. But then I'll be like, it's so much music out there, so much trash out there. Like, and everybody sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
And like, then,
and it'd be, oh, go ahead.
Oh, you finished. I'm sorry. Ahead, I cut you off. Okay. I was going to say another thing with having, with everybody being able to put out music, you have a lot of artists or people who are putting out music who don't really want to do music. So mm-hmm. then that decreases the value or like the quality because of the amount of effort that they're putting into it. They're like, oh, this is a hobby. So everything is like, in our eyes, this, all right, this will be a throwaway track for me. Like, I wouldn't release this. But for you, because this is your hobby, you don't really want to do music. You was actually trying to do, like, the amount of stories that we keep seeing in interviews of, like, popular artists is like, you know, honestly, I don't even want to be a rapper. I just happened to, you know, go in the studio one day mm-hmm. and da-da-da-da, and I seen it was easy, and it just blew up, and I started making money, and it's like, this song ain't even that good.
Yeah. I'll be listening. I'll be like, hey, yo. I really be putting the words together. Like, it's like a, ah. Mm-hmm. Y'all just.
Putting whatever together.
Just, yeah. Like, y'all just accidentally dropped some paint. Mm-hmm. And now it's a Picasso. Like,
<Yeah. laughs> But I mean, that's the same thing with, like, podcasting. It's like, everybody in the world has a podcast. So, mm-hmm. it's like, it's the same. Once everybody can do it, it's a lot harder for you to find people who like who really do it. Like, right. So, yeah, just as a fan, it's like, I don't got the mental capacity to be looking through every single.
Yeah, me.
Like,
either.
What? Like, I mean, and I still love looking for music, but.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
it's so different. It's like, you got to go through so much to find that, like, the good stuff. Like,
yeah.
I even be on Apple Music clicking, like, just to see what came up. Like what came out, and I started playing it. I was like, "Yeah, I'm good." I'm good. Like, and I'll be like, "I'll be wanting to like it because it's like something new." But it'd be like, "This is not for me." Maybe I'm not in the mood to listen to it, or I just don't be feeling the type of vibes.
Yeah. It's also like because there is so much music. Like we can even compare it to looking for beats. Like you know how long it takes us. So, well, you'd be finding them a little bit quicker, but how long it takes sometimes to find beats. Like, you're sitting there for hours trying to find beats. It's kind of like the same thing for music, because also, we don't listen to the radio. None of us really sit around and listen to the radio.
Maybe having the radio on when I be at work. I just be listening. I'm like, I kind of like this.
Yeah.
I'm getting old. Yeah.
It's like, what is this?
Who is this?
Yeah, this. Yeah. Nah, but that's real though.
We ride in silence. I'm like, no, it's just mm-hmm. one of them days.
Right. Me and the Lord.
But yeah, like actually trying to find new artists. Now, when I was younger, I'm taking a bunch of risks listening to whoever. Now it's like, the risk is like, all right, so somebody sent me like, yo, I like this person. Check it out. So, okay, cool. So yeah, I don't have to take as much of a risk now because I was like, oh, the homie just told me to listen to blah, blah, blah. All right, I'll check it out. Cool. Now it's like I got a source. It's like, all right, cool. Yeah, it's like, all right, he was respectable. She know what she's talking about. Okay, cool. I'm gonna check it. And if she don't like it, it's trash. She's like, all right, cool. Well,
yeah.
It's like I didn't waste my time. I just hit play. I didn't have to go hours listening to every single one of the
right
people. So
we gotta touch the people. I'm like, hey, how you doing? What's up? Music.
That's how you gonna approach them.
What's up? Like, can you imagine somebody yelling at your head? Like, why
hey,
are you
yo,
yelling?
Come here. Do music. That's what you mean.
You're gonna be like, okay. Like,
would you respond to somebody that said that?
I'm like, a word?
Imagine if he was that cool. Let me hear something.
You sound so old saying that. Is that a word?
Let me hear something right now.
Play it for me.
Gotta touch the people. That's my goal. Like once I drop, go out there and touch the people. It's gonna be respectful, you know. But still, yeah. If you don't like the first song, you gonna like the second one. But I doubt you don't like the first song because that's my song right there. You heard? And then I got this speaker right here. You can hook it up. You got headphones? Oh, say let's let the world hear it. Plug the speaker up. Mm-hmm. Put it at a nice volume where it's loud, but it's not too loud.
Why don't you just get a speaker that got batteries?
I'm getting a cordless, like a little Bluetooth.
Oh, you said plug the speaker up. So I thought you was plugging it into an
album. In case they wanted to listen, you know, have it be a intimate moment. You know, hip hop, boom. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is fire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm here. Great imagery. I'm here now.
Yeah, headphones or you don't. Just put it at a nice volume so you could. I'm going to set the mood. You got, oh, you got a hoodie on? Perfect music. Oh, I got this candle right here. Bam. Set the mood. Got the candle. Got the hoodie.
So I got it right here. Matter of fact,
everything you need.
I know it's a little windy out here.
this lavender scent right here is going to get you there. Like.
Oh, man. Nah, just got to have fun with it.
Creating an experience. Yeah. But that's another thing. That's it. Creating an experience. Mm-hmm. Like, the experience of discovering the music, and that'll be, like, a memorable moment, especially, well, they'll like it, so, it'll be a memorable moment.
Especially if they don't like
it. I was gonna say, especially if they do, but.
Like, especially if they don't like it, they'll never forget the experience. So you want me candles, saying, like, what the hell? Hey, yo, that's different.
That's not what I was about to say. Yeah.
It's like, hey, yo, this nigga was out here rapping, he brought me some candles. Like, I don't even. I don't even know what he was saying, but I like the candle smell. So I was like, let me get that candle off
you.
Like,
you know where that lavender scent is? He's like,
that's funny, but just making experiences. I think the Drake Kanye thing was the closest thing to like an experience because it was like when 50 and Kanye went back and forth, and I remember that on 106, and it was like, oh, who gonna sell more records? Dang. Blah blah blah, and it was like.
You're showing your age.
Yeah. Right. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter.
That was a big moment, though. That was a big moment.
The 106 days.
Yeah. I miss 106 in part.
The big Rap City back.
Basically, I heard. But I just feel like.
Still got it, too.
Oh, he do?
He never lost. He was freestyling off the top all them years.
I know everybody else was right.
He'll take off the top. I'm like, oh, so he actually. And everybody come on with their ratings.
Came home with my written. You're not about to make a fool out of me.
You don't even do this for
real. Exactly.
My livelihood.
I don't do this at all. I would have had y'all write me something. I would have came on there and I'm like, oh, you got bars for real. Yes, I do. Follow me. So, is there anything that y'all want to change about the music of today? Oh, I sound old.
This whole conversation is sounding really old. We sound like real. This is, hey, back in my day, music used to sound real good. And I don't know what's happening now. Like, but I there's a lot of music I like today. It's not that I don't like it. It's just a lot of it doesn't stick. Like, I don't listen to it for a long time.
The amount of music that's out, it's only like a small percentage that I actually be listening to.
And I never noticed how little, like, when I find stuff, I'm listening to it a lot. So, like, I never realized how little I actually find until somebody else get in the car. But, hey, what you playing? I'm like, dang, I ain't got.
Yeah, people be like.
I be looking at my new stuff. I be like, dang, download that new stuff for 4 months? Oh, my God.
They be like, who you listen to? And I just draw a blank. People be asking me this all the time. I draw a blank. I be like,
me?
I don't know.
I've been listening to instrumentals.
I found this one girl on TikTok. She does like classical R&B music. Like, she combined the two, and she put out this EP. I actually got that. It was really good. Like, I will write to some of those instrumentals. I might actually write to some of those instrumentals just so, you know, to play around with and stuff. Might have to contact her about that, but. She was really dope. I can't remember what her name is. My phone's on charger, but I thought that was dope. That was something that was really different. And just the fact that I found it on TikTok, it was like, oh, like, I ain't never heard nothing like this. I was like, oh, this you? Like, I was talking to her. Oh, this you? Okay, let me just click on that. Found it. So, I mean, that was something different that I enjoyed. But, yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Searching too, but
changing the music. I don't know what I would change. I just know it's gonna be a change.
I mean, it has to be.
I'd be like, I'd just be wanting to see, like, I'd just be wanting to be taken on a journey, like,
take me somewhere.
Summer Walker took
you somewhere. You didn't like where you was going. Yeah, you didn't like where you was going. She took you somewhere. Your words. Take me somewhere.
Yeah, take me somewhere. I like summer. I wasn't in the mood to listen. Like,
it's a classic. Sorry.
It was right. What? Y'all know these songs keep popping in my head.
Show me age.
Paint pictures with the words.
Yeah.
And they gotta be constructed a certain way. But not, it just need to be like some differences. Like when certain people come on, you know that it's that certain person.
Yeah.
So I just want everybody to sound like them. Yeah. Like themselves. Like,
yeah, I think we had a lot of that. Like when we were younger, even up in, I think even through high school, I think, like, because if you think about, like, I vividly remember where I was at the first time I heard Meek's Dreams and Nightmares. Like, I remember I was like, oh, this, like, this feels different. Like, this don't sound nothing like Wale. This don't sound nothing like Cole. This don't sound nothing like Drake. Like, it felt so, everybody was so unique. And it's like, I feel like a lot of the people, those people, it almost feels like they're getting bored, just as bored as we are. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, they're not doing anything that makes me, granted, I haven't listened to Wale's new drum, but I feel like a lot of them, it's like, they're not having as much fun as they were
when they were like,
oh, snap, this is like, they were really pushing to make something new.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't feel like they're pushing and waiting to see what, like.
Because I feel like, originally, rap wasn't in the vein of rap, because singers, they be singing for forever. Mm-hmm. As long as they want to.
Shelf life singers.
Exactly. It'd be hundreds of years. But for rappers, a lot of rappers, after a certain point, like basketball players, like after a certain age, the next generation comes in and then they kind of start trickling away, retiring, acting, whatever. And they haven't done that. I mean, these rappers aren't that old.
Yeah, I mean, so rap in general is...
It's not that old,
it's like,
but
50 years old.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the shelf life has increased. And, like, I don't know if anybody was ready for that.
I can see that.
Because mm-hmm. In the sense of, like, you looking at the people that you're looking up to, like, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm retired at whatever age, you know? Or I just transitioned into doing this other stuff. And they're like, well, you was around my age when you started doing that. I don't really want to do that. I want to keep rapping. And I can keep rapping. Like, I can keep being at the top of the charts. So, what do I feel like doing right now? Because, like, I was hoping I would have some new competition. And I don't really got no new competition right now.
Yeah. I don't see competition like competition.
I mean, like, friendly competition, yeah. Like, some type of,
yeah.
like
somebody
get me excited
inspired,
again.
Inspired,
yeah,
well,
inspire
yeah.
me.
I'll be seeing people be getting me inspired. I'll be seeing people that get me inspired. But it's like, they not even, like, the stuff that get me inspired, they be like me. Just be trying to make it. Get out here grinding. That's what I like. It might be finding beats, like, just, like, little sample, little clips. And I'm like, that's fire. And they be like, who should I, like, they be like, who y'all hear on this? And I'm like, I hear myself.
Yeah.
So I got
it's
you.
Me.
I'll bless this for you real quick. Go ahead and get it done.
Yeah.
They don't even be liking it. It don't matter, man. It don't matter. Because if you like it, somebody else gonna like it.
They just be like, that's cool, but no, that's cool. Yeah, at this point I don't even be worried about who like it or not. Like, I don't be looking at, like, who be watching my story no more. I just started thinking about this yesterday. I haven't looked at how many people watch my story here until today. It's going up. It's going up.
Good.
But
yeah, don't worry about that stuff, because I mean, it's what we're doing is God ordained. It's what's everything's already done. We're flourishing. Things are happening. So people gonna see it when they gonna see it, but they gonna see it when we up. And they gonna try and ride the wave and go, oh, I was following this person. Like, and we gonna be like, hello.
Hello.
But yeah, so different question. What do you want? What about your music do you feel is different than the popular or a lot of the music that we have access to today? Not even just the popular, just the music that we have access to today. Who wants to go first?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I mean, what's different? I mean, granted, it's me, right? Because I'm not that. Like, I know, and what I like about music and what I try to put in music is the element of surprise. And I like being surprised when I hear music, right? Just because we've listened to so much music, I know exactly. It's like when you're watching battle rap and you see somebody, they finish in the other person's words before they... That's what happens a lot of times with some of the music. It's like, I already know you're about to be like, I'm so official, like a ref. Okay, cool. So I get it. We're here, right? But it's the predictability stuff, and I just personally don't like it. That's the one thing I try to add in. Yeah, it's just because it's like, that was the most fun thing about it, when it was like, when I put on a Gambino CD, and it's like, oh, snap. I have no clue what this next song is going to sound like. I have no clue how this artist is about to approach it. And that was what kept me inspired when I'm listening to it. I'm like, oh, snap, this is fire. Like, oh, I didn't even know he can do it. I wish I would have thought of that. Mm-hmm. They was just on a whole different wavelength. Like, I wish I would have thought of that. So I think that's the main thing, for me at least.
Okay. Yeah.
For me, number one, I wear glasses. And I make music like I wear glasses.
Like bookworm kind of music, or like
not bookworm, but it's like I'm rapping and I gotta put when I push the glasses up.
Hold up, beat mode activated.
I approach music differently than other people, than a lot of people, and I look at myself, like my voice and everything, and even the words, like it's another instrument. So I don't know. I might be like an extra little drum on there or something. I don't know. I don't know what instrument it is, but I look at myself as another instrument, and I'll be trying to make sure that it goes with the beat. So, and I'm gonna make sure that you hear every word that I say, and every word is there for a reason. Like, if it's an actual song, every word is there for a reason. And you're going to hear every word. Yeah, and it's like poetry. Somebody told me, like, I sound like it's like poetry. And I love that. That's an amazing description. It's like poetry. And they, like just beautifully crafted. And not just put the stamp at the bottom. Like, breathe.
Very imagery.
Breathe. But it's fun, and I be trying to have fun with everything. Like, yeah, just want to have fun. Even if I'm sad, I just want to be that light in the darkness.
Oh my gosh!
Great imagery. Great imagery.
Me?
Thought she was gonna slide by that.
Had another statement. So for me, it's kind of similar to what y'all were saying. Like, I feel like, not necessarily, so kind of the element of surprise, but not completely. So combining your answers.
Mm-hmm. You know, they say good artists create great artists steal. You stealing, it's all right.
I wasn't stealing. So over the years of singing, and once I started learning to record, I realized how much of an instrument, even once I started doing voice acting, I realized how much of an instrument or how expansive my instrument is as a vocalist. And so for me, what I try to do differently or what I feel is different in what my music is becoming and what it is just like, first of all, I don't feel like I sound like anybody else.
Likewise.
I feel like my voice in itself is just unique. Even just the simple fact that people say I sound nothing like my talking voice.
Fine.
Which I'd be shocked about.
You don't. Fine. Mm-hmm.
I really feel like I sound similar, but I don't at all.
You're not like as drastic as like Ari Lennox, her talking voice and her singing voices.
But her tone is still the same.
Like, her talking voice is not there. But it's okay. Continue.
Anyways. I don't feel like I sound like anybody else. I also try to... Right now, I'm having fun with playing around with my voice and, like, seeing what it can do, combining my background in, like, classical and jazz and gospel and R&B. And, like, just... I know, I'm versatile, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cultured.
Don't ask me to read anything. So, just trying to incorporate all of those things to just create something that's new, that feels new, that sounds new, that and is like, fun to sing. So, like, still having the element of surprise, but stretching my instrument and figuring out how far it can actually go.
Right.
I feel like that's all incorporated in my music, and I also don't sound like anybody else.
Fire. Yeah.
So
it's fire.
That's dope.
Yeah. I was gonna say though, before we got to me, because I was supposed to say this before I asked the question. I didn't remember until after y'all started answering. Mm. I realized that a lot of artists, a lot of artists, because there's a lot of music, so we can say a lot of artists are currently, I guess, obsessed, or I don't want to say obsessed. There are a lot of artists who are okay with being the next whoever.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Rather than being themselves, right? Yeah. Being the first themselves. And I wonder if that's why we have a lot more of the same sounding music. Because they're like, oh, I'm the next. It's so many people who have said they're the next Tupac.
But I mean, labels be looking for that type of stuff too.
Well, I know, but like, even if the label sees you as that, you should still see yourself as the first one of you. Like, the label can look at you, or even your fans can look at you like, oh, that's the next, like, they did this to Chris Brown. That's the next Michael Jackson, right? But Chris Brown didn't never say, I'm the next Michael Jackson.
I mean, he might have said it in his own.
I mean, maybe, his own company. But like, I mean, like outwardly, like in every song, like, oh, I'm the next Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
he ain't going around like, hee, like, forever, like none of that happened.
That would have been terrible.
So I'm just saying, I feel like it's a lot of artists who are like. Like, just constantly, like, oh, I'm the next this, I'm the next that, rather than being, like really working on who they are as an artist and, like, trying to closely follow whatever blueprint they feel like that artist laid out for them, which is fine. Like, you know, you look, you want to, but also, like, you want to be your own artist. And I feel like a lot of artists are fine with being the copy or the second of, you know, Beyonce number two or, like, you know, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean... I feel like most people don't.
I don't know that they outwardly say it, but I feel like that's the energy that they give.
Because I think in essence, it's like you want to be like your favorite artist, but you don't really want to be your favorite artist. Like it's like you want to be able to do some of the things that your favorite artists do, but you don't want to be them. In most cases, you shouldn't at least. But I mean, I think you're right. I think a lot of artists do like they do want to be. The next, and it's not even as far, not even to go as far as like Beyonce and Jay-Z, whoever, right? I think it's even like their peers. Like, I want to be the next Lil Baby. I want to be the next
Meg Thee Stallion.
It's like we're right here. They're still right here. They haven't even cracked like 10 years for a lot of people. It's like there still is, you know. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I guess that to some degree that has a, that probably does have an effect on why we're getting a lot of the same music, but I also think it's people are afraid to take the risk of doing
something different.
Yeah, because, like, the biggest risk I think you probably take is, like, I go out there completely as me. And if nobody likes this, that means nobody like. Most people say, like, nobody like me, right? That's what people say. It's like, dang, I went there as myself and they didn't like me, right? But that's just, you got to be able to take that because in the middle of that, you can find something that's, like,
yeah, unique.
Yeah, that's uniquely you. So it's like you won't sound like it. Like nobody else sounds like how Mystical sounded. Nobody else sounds like how, like, I mean, I guess people sound.
There was a lot of raspy voices happening at the right. same time.
There was, but like you can tell, you know,
you knew exactly if who
Mystical
was who.
Start rapping, Mystical sounds a lot different than DMX.
Yeah, and Ja Rule.
And Ja Rule, and never all, got them but confused. You never. They would come on and you'd be like. It's like, all right, cool, yeah, all right. Like, you would never...
Me against the wall. Sorry.
Yeah, or like Ludacris. Like, Ludacris having his, like, his voice. Yeah, or like Jadakiss.
I'm sorry, I can't help it right now.
But yeah, like, you just...
I
was waiting
for it. I couldn't let it pass by. Okay, go ahead, I'm done.
But yeah, nah, they don't want to, they... When you go in as yourself, the only thing that happens is either people gonna love it or they're not gonna like it. And if they don't like it, somebody gonna like it. I mean, somebody gonna like your trash music, even if most people don't. So, yeah.
Okay, I get that. I feel that on a spiritual level. Do you got? What was you about
to say? Well, I was gonna say, in rap, I think it's a lot harder right now. In R&B, I feel like R&B is like doing a great job of like. Separating themselves because everybody sound, even though some people be saying everybody sound like SZA, but people don't sound like
people
SZA.
Do not sound like SZA.
But
I don't know where they got that
from. I never heard of my SZA.
But like, yeah, like whether it's SZA, like, all right, SZA sounds super different from Summer Walker, who mm-hmm. sounds super different from her, who sounds different from Kalani, who sounds different from Ari Lennox, who mm-hmm. sounds like dude sounds mm-hmm. different from Chloe. But like, it's just like it's just so many people who they sound like. And they're doing a great job
together, though.
Yeah, they do make great music mm-hmm. together.
And I mean, and it's not even just the women. Like, I know Lucky Day sounds different than any other R&B.
Lucky Day sounds like Mario to me. Like, when he first starts singing, I'll be so excited because I think it's Mario. I'm like, he just put something out. And then I'll be like, it's Lucky Day. He did. And I'll be like, it's Lucky Day. I'm still happy, but I definitely thought this was Mario.
It don't sound like Mario to me.
The first note is always like the first like two or three notes for me. And then I'll be like, this is not Mario.
But that's how I be feeling. Whenever I hear Brent Fires, I'll be like, he sound like Donnell Jones on this.
He do sound like Donnell Jones sometimes.
Like, I know that ain't Donnell singing this. F the world, I'm a walking erection. He ain't never said nothing like this. But yeah, it's just
he turned Donnell Jones out.
And that song was super
dark.
Where I wanna be? Hilarious. I mean that's probably in the same vein to be honest. Like
yeah.
He was like, you know, I love you, but I wanna see what other people doing. That's really what all that song was. I like, you know, I love you. You know, we've been together for all these years, but
that's I just wanna make sure I really love you.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I just wanna
that's like when dudes be like, I wanna go sow my wild oats. I don't know if they still say that, but that's how I heard. That's what I used to see in the movies.
Cut.
That's what I used to see in the
y'all,
movies.
Wrap it up.
Don't do me like this, y'all. Don't do me like this.
Hilarious. But yeah, we do have a lot of people, it's that, and it's a lot of people like doing the remakes of everything. Like,
I'm tired of the remakes.
Yeah, just leave it in the past, man. I understand the 90s was a great time. Mm-hmm. I was like five, but
some people are doing them really well, like sampling it really well. But some people are just like trying to just redo the song, and I'm like, but this started like a few years ago, like even when we was in college. I remember, was that when we was in college? Jacquees did Avant song. I was hot. I was so upset. because it was, I just hated it. I loved that Avant song, and I can't remember what song it was, but I was like, why did you do this to this masterpiece?
But it's not even just music, though. Like, I think
even the movies and all that stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say, every movie is a remake or something. It's like, bro, y'all don't got no new ideas?
They're doing a Fresh Prince reboot.
They are. Wow. They are. They're doing the live action Buzz Lightyear. That does look kind of fire, though. Not live action, but like
the backstory yeah, about Buzz Lightyear. That does Lightyear. Look
fire. But it's like, they don't got no new ideas. None. Like, we've been, like, I know they say nothing new under the sun, but like y'all ain't got
to. Can't even take it back to the 20s and remake something that's saying? Older like, than just... us. So we could, yeah. I don't know. I guess that's the era that we're in. And it might be because we're consuming content so quickly that people aren't taking the time to sit down and really create and see what's in their brains. They're like, you know what? Wouldn't be a quick thing that was a success before that could be a success now is if we just redo this with some more popular people. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, my boy has said, he was like, yo, especially with movies, he was like, of course I'm going to do a remake, because it was like, you know how much it costs to make a movie? He was like, it's going to cost me $10 million, and then the movie flopped, and now I'm out $10 million. I'm like, I hear you. That's true.
But like, it would be nice to see something that's like completely new. I mean, there's still a lot of new stuff that's coming out. But just like with music, we have access to a lot of movies and TV shows now because of streaming. So,
right.
Even with that, we gotta like dig through. It'd be hard to find black stuff.
Dude, like actual black stuff, not just black people written by a white person.
Right, like actual black stuff. It'd be hard.
I'd be like, don't nobody I know talk like
exactly.
This.
Exactly. Like, this is not a real situation. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, this don't feel right. This don't feel like this would even be something that I would want to be a part of. So.
Yeah, and we had so many, like, even if it wasn't just the shows, like, even down to the themes, like, the all theme that, like, the all that theme song.
Arthur theme song was crazy. I just heard it this morning.
What was Arthur's theme song?
Every day when you walking down the street, everybody that you meet is an original point of view.
No, that song was right. Oh, I said, about that. Hey,
what a wonderful guy today.
That was a good song.
But everything, it was almost like it was stuff was more easily like stuff was more black than without people trying. It was like
It was just
like stuff wasn't. Oh yeah, we're gonna play it. Get him for the soundtrack. Let's get them for the
right.
Like. And that's what the sound like. Even it's the Rugrats, the take me there, you wanna go there. Like, there's like one black character in the Rugrats, but for some reason that song is.
That song. Nickelodeon had all the black artists doing all of the theme songs, like Kenan and Kel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember the words. I just know it was Coolio. Yeah.
That's so real.
Yeah, that's how Raven did it, so that was easy.
Easy money right there.
All right, but the only thing that I feel like, only theme song that wasn't, like, really, I mean, there was some that wasn't, like, black, but, like, Franklin, y'all remember?
Hey, it's Franklin.
That was my song. Come and play. That was my song. I used to love that song. But, like, yeah, I don't know. Everything was more easily accessible to a certain extent. Well, I can't talk.
You've been on some Caesar.
It's more accessible now, right? But certain things, like blackness, it was more... I can't even say it was more visible because it was still a lot of areas that we didn't see blackness in.
I don't know. I feel like you would more typically see blackness
in,
like,
television.
Yeah, what
we had our own, like, things. Yeah. I think we had our own things back then, and I feel like now, rather than us having all of our own things, they're trying to incorporate it into white people's stuff, and it just doesn't. Right. It's not our own.
Make it be acceptable.
Yeah, and right. Like, and it's like, dang.
I will not conform. I'm a one-man army. I'm strapped in. I got the tool with me.
The do with me.
Glad you didn't leave me hanging.
Yeah. Of course not. I had to stop laughing first. But yeah, I think that's what it is. None of the shows are like our shows. Like, it doesn't feel like.
Well, we got two.
Which one?
Atlanta and Insecure. That's about it.
Insecure's ending, and Atlanta. Yeah. I think they're working on their third season now.
Well, they just put out the trailer for the third. They recorded the third and the fourth. I think.
I'm excited for those.
It took a pandemic for Atlanta to come back, and I'm glad that it's coming back. But other than that,
yeah, I haven't seen any like recently any black shows with regular black people doing like regular black people stuff. Like, it always got to be something. And I'm tired of having every single black show, they got to have something with police brutality in it. It'd be so annoying.
It'd be kind of traumatizing sometimes.
Like, every show y'all got to talk about it. Like,
that was the thing too. Like, a lot of the shows. Now it's like, I know exactly what points y'all are going to touch on. Like, it's good that you're touching on these points because you want to bring about awareness. But it'd be like, I knew this was coming. Like,
see what I said earlier, the light and the darkness. I'm like, I'm bringing back that old feeling. Now I'm back to music. I'm bringing back the old feeling where you just like, I like that. It's something to, yeah. I don't need no effect. I sound like this. That's how I talk. That's how I rap. How I talk. I talk how I rap. Like, and it's just beautiful. If I feel like singing, I'm going to sing.
Ooh. I was about to do that. I'm
sing. Like, get different. Like, and it's just me. Like, I'm going to just have fun. I'm going to have a good time. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Yeah. It's just, you got to vibe with me. You got to take the glasses off so you know what's real. You got to vibe with me, people. You heard? I learned how to smize. I really didn't learn how to do it, but I was trying. It's fire. Like, if you do it right, especially if you got the mask on and you smize correctly, mm-hmm. It's fire. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, you gotta teach me that.
Who was showing you that?
This girl I work with.
That's funny. I was thinking that same thing. I had looked because I was looking in. I was in the break room and I was looking in. We don't have a mirror, but we got a microwave. So I was looking in the microwave. So I'm looking in the microwave because I got my mask on, and I was like, I laughed, and I looked up, I was like, oh, you can actually see him laughing. I was like, I wonder if I can do that without actually smiling. And I did it. I was like, oh, that's crazy. I can fake smile, and people would be thinking I'm actually smiling. Let me try this on the customer real quick.
Did it work?
I didn't do it. But I realized that I could do it, and that was the beauty of it. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Y'all funny. Well, try it on a customer. Let us know.
I got you. I'm going to just see, you know. I'll just keep on smiling. I know you're smiling under that mask. I'm going to be like, I can't even do it right now. Like, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But yeah. You was about to say something.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that's why I like the Carmichael Show.
Because they
would be talking about, like, any, like, when I say anything, like, their topics
were all over the place, but it was great because it wasn't in the same, like, the fact that I've been watching shows, like, the black shows, and, like, I know exactly how you're about to explain this and how this brutality happened or whatever. It's like, in that show, you never knew what they was going to say. So, like, you don't know. It gave you the angle of, I guess, different perspectives of black people. All in one family, but still different perspectives, and it was like different events, different, like, I don't know, it's just hard to explain, but it was really well crafted to where it had that element of surprise every episode. It was just like an inherently black show. It was like it gave you those perspectives. It wasn't so much triggering. It had like the comic relief, but it was like stuff like you'd be like, I never thought about it like that. It just made you think about certain things. And that was a really good show. I'm upset that it was canceled. Well, that he canceled it himself. But,
be like that.
I don't know. I miss the era of black TV. I guess that's what I'm saying. Black television.
Yeah. But I don't need no more nostalgia. Like I'm cool. Like I miss that, but I don't want no more nostalgia.
I want new stuff. But I feel like there's new stuff on like Showtime and like HBO and stuff like that because I be seeing the ads. I just don't have those channels.
I'm not paying for no cable. So, I got Wi-Fi.
Right, Wi-Fi, so we don't really got those right now. But I know that they're out there. They're just not as accessible. They're not on regular cable channels like back in the day. Dang, I'm old. Like back when we could see Jamie Foxx show and then change the channel and then watch Martin and then change the channel and watch In Living Color when it was playing reruns because we wasn't.
Yeah, we wasn't Living Single. Well, I guess that wasn't in the same time frame. It was
reruns still, okay, but we right. still it was still there. You know what I'm saying? Then we had Moesha, Sister, yeah. That's So Raven. Yeah. Smart Guy.
It was a lot of black TV. Yeah. Like, yeah, as you're looking at like, your name,
I'm just thinking, like,
it was a lot of that, girlfriends.
Girlfriends. Yeah. All of us.
Wayne's Brothers. Cousin Skeeter. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
That was, I started watching that. I don't remember what it's on, but I was watching it.
Run's House, that's my Run's boy. House. I used to watch that every I used to watch that. Like he's just so funny, and I'd just be like, "Yo, this man is hilarious."
Yeah, they had that. Was
in that tub every night.
Yes.
God is love.
I used to wonder if he would drop his BlackBerry in the tub sometimes, but maybe you know.
Probably did. He was rich.
But yeah, it was a lot of black TV. A lot of good, good quality. I'm sorry. A lot of great black TV.
Even the game up until like the third season was, you know.
Yeah, the game. When it first came out.
They're bringing it back, actually. I don't know if y'all know.
I did see that.
They're bringing it back, but it's like it's more based on. It's not even like...
It's not the same at all.
Like they don't got nobody laughing in the background. You know how sitcoms
it's not
be having
a sitcom.
Applause. They don't got none of that applause, nothing. It's just like serious. Like the same thing with the Fresh Prince. It's like serious.
Yeah, the Fresh Prince is going to be a serious, more serious thing now. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that because I like the original game. And I'm like, y'all not even bringing back Melanie.
We don't know. We don't know if they're not bringing back
Melanie. I don't think
we only saw Tasha Mack.
And we saw Derwin.
We did see Derwin.
And we saw
Malik.
Yeah, Malik.
We ain't see TT.
Where's TT at? TT was there. He was funny.
You know what I'm saying? But that was back when, you know, wait. We're waiting on my time.
So
the sun rises in the east.
And sets in the west.
Stand up for your rights. Stand up for your left. Wow.
Ah, man. Funny shows, man.
Yeah, that was a good show.
But yeah.
We had some good times.
Don't forget about
the good times. Oh, my God. We was definitely not alive when that show was there. Yo, they used to play that every day on TV1. Like,
yeah, I was tired of it.
After a while, it took me a couple years. I watched.
He was like, I gotta watch this. I gotta.
I was like, ah.
Can't turn it off.
What happened to Penny? I need to know what happened to Penny. So, like, but then after a while, I was like, dang, y'all playing this again? It became like Baby Boy on BET.
They played that movie. Oh my God. They played that movie on BET so many times. Like,
and they was leaving out the good part.
And on BET, of course, you know, they used to make me crack up because anytime they would curse, it would be like, man, suck my toe. Like, what? What did
and
you say?
A completely different voice.
Like, suck my toe. Like, what is that? Why are y'all doing this? Like, why? They played Baby Boy like that was the best movie of all time. Like, it was just up. We got to keep the lights on. Hit that Baby Boy. We had no clue what's coming on. Baby Boy. Like, why are we?
But why did they never find a voice that matched? It was always like, suck my toe. Like,
what? Like, hey, Jody, I ain't fooling with you? Right. Why? Yeah, like, what is this? Like, I, like, what, why?
Be like, mother lover. What?
Terrible, man. Terrible. I don't know why. BT was on, was doing some wild stuff, man, with them edits. Like,
it was hilarious. Yeah. But it was so bad because they played it so much that one time, like, later when I watched like, Baby I didn't know Boy, this was in the movie. Yeah, I was like, I ain't seen this in a minute. Let me watch this. I was like, oh. When they add this to the extended version, like, it was, they be chopping out a lot. A lot, a lot. Even All About the Benjamins, they had started playing that too much. Yeah. Them edits, though. Them voiceovers, hilarious. Those were the best. Yeah. But yeah, that's back when BET was a little bit better than what it is now.
I don't even watch
I don't know BET. What's on BET right now.
I don't even watch
TV.
Like
is like the radio.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I only watch TV if I'm at somebody else that watch TV. And it's just on. And yeah. I'm not even watching the TV. I only listen to the radio when somebody turned the radio on.
So I forgot there was a radio. Music where they just play music all day. Right. That's crazy. And the ads.
And ads. Them ads. Good time. Time you need a I knew
yeah. Yeah. We can wrap it up at that point.
Y'all got any final words?
Nah. Don't forget about the good. Nah. That's
good
all I got.
Time. Y'all remember that part? Alright, well, thank you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am Shakoya D.
B and Bree. It's your boy Damani.
And check us out next time.
Yeah.
Bye.